The African instrument originating in Mali dating back to the 12th century, called the balafon, is said to have been introduced to Madagascar from Asia, perhaps as early as the 9th century in the form of an early evolving forerunner. However, there are a number of competing theories about this unique instrument's birth and evolution. The balafon, a percussive instrument initially crafted with wood bearing slabs of various lengths, was at first suspended over the player's shoulders. Its features include hollow gourds serving as resonating chambers, mallets covered in leather or gum rubber, used to strike the slabs or keys. Over time, the balafon's use quickly spread to other parts of the African mainland, where it garnered significant popularity. Of course, this is only part of the instrument's legendary origins, with similar instruments played in the same manner found in Ghana, Burkina Faso, and in parts of Central Africa. The balafon is also thought to have been developed independently among South African and South American instruments, attractively known as the marimba, a higher-pitched version of its counterpart. The balafon, according to oral narratives held by Manding African griots, meaning storytellers who retain the long histories of African empires, the instrument's 12th century appearance in Mali is confirmed from its ancient presence in performing ensembles, especially among traveling musicians, including those performing in the marketplace, village squares, and in the large Royal African orchestras, rendering music before welcoming audiences, especially for grand ceremonial occasions. And with the initiation of the transatlantic slave trade, the balafon was fashioned and eventually heard in Latin and South American colonies, where it was further developed by those enslaved in the so-called New World. The most common balafon today, favored by contemporary musicians, complete with 16 to nearly 30 keys or slabs of wood, is often too large to tote around, strapped to a player's shoulders. The preferred large and heavier versions rest on the ground and produce a richer, deeper, and more pastoral sound than its cousin, the marimba. Another curious theory suggests that the southeast version of the balafon came to Africa around 500 AD when a group of Malayo-Polynesian-speaking people migrated to Africa. With certainty, Europeans liberated this African-centered instrument perhaps in the early 1500s with a more modern 1800s version, commonly called today the xylophone, that in time would become a featured instrument in North American jazz. Despite divergent ideas on the birth, development, ownership, and evolution of the balafon, its resurgence and popularity remains all across Africa, and today it resonates in a variety of world music settings all across the globe as well. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.